According to a new poll to be released tomorrow by the Pew Research Center, the race for control of Congress remains close, even though President Clinton holds a big lead over Bob Dole. The survey of 1,508 adults was conducted in the first week of September.
Andy Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. He joins us in our Washington studio. Andy, one of the things, the most striking thing about the question, since it's on page one in the first thing, let me just ask you about this, is that the American people seem to be extraordinarily happy in your poll.
Yeah, we have 35% saying they're very happy, which is a larger percentage. Almost twice as many people as said they were happy 4 years ago. And, you know, the whole mood of America is more positive than it was in 1992. Other polls are showing an increase in satisfaction with the way things are going in the country at last. More people are feeling that the country's on the right track. And it's hard to figure out whether that's propelling Clinton's presidential campaign or preferences for Clinton, or whether people are rationalizing their vote for an incumbent by saying, well, things are okay. I guess things are better.
Bill Clinton does very well in this poll. This poll shows him substantially ahead. But one of the things that is substantially down in this poll is voters' interest in the campaign, in following the issues that the candidates are talking about, in paying close attention to issues that they care about as they're reported in the news. All that is down.
Very significantly. In 1996, only 48% say they've given a lot of thought to the presidential election. 4 years ago, exactly at this time, 63% expressed that view, and 57% had expressed that view 4 years earlier in 1988.
This poll asks one of those generic questions, which is, are you more likely to vote for a Democrat or a Republican for the House of Representatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you reverse it. Are you more likely to vote for a Republican or a Democrat? And in that question, that generic preference between Democrats and Republicans, there's a pretty good-sized spread in this poll.
A wider margin for the Democrats than we had 6 weeks ago. 51% said I'm inclined to vote for a Democratic candidate, 43% a Republican. 6 weeks ago, it was 47 Democrat, 46 Republican. So the Democrats have a lead, not the kind of lead that Bill Clinton has, but a lead. Arguing against that lead, however, are some other trends that are in this survey that suggest that it might not be so easy for the Democrats to win control of the House. There's more support for incumbents this year than there was 2 years ago. 62% say they think their incumbent is worthy of re-election. Only 49% felt that way in 1994.
You asked the question if people are going to cast their votes for Congress in order to balance power. If Bill Clinton is president, would it be better for the Congress to be Republican or Democratic? And voters split on that almost evenly.
Well, we found actually some movement in the direction of it would be better if the Republicans did retain control of Congress. This is a sample that votes 51% Democrat, 43% Republican. But when we use the clause, it looks like Bill Clinton will be reelected, as many as 46% say it might be better if the Republicans continue to control Congress. Only 44% say it might be better if the Democrats control Congress.
You think that that voters will preserve the status quo?
They may. All I'm saying is the thin margin that the Democrats have going for them might be undercut by some of these other tendencies that the polls show as well. But arguing on the other side, the survey does find that if people begin to think in national terms, Newt Gingrich is a much bigger negative for the Republicans than Bill Clinton is a positive for the Democrats. As many as 36% of our sample said they would be voting against Newt Gingrich in these elections.
Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Center for the People and the Press.